With me this morning from the U of I Extension office is our community development educator, Carrie McKillop. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fabulous.
Good. You had a nice drive over this morning?
It was, and we're starting to see some pretty leaf colors, so it's a beautiful start to the week.
It sure is. And you guys have a very unique big deal coming to our area. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, the Entrepreneurial Support Network, which has been around for quite some time, and we're the group that does Small Business Day every year, is partnering with some additional organizations, most notably First Mid Illinois Bank. And we're putting together what we're calling the 6-County Fast Pitch. And it's an opportunity for local would-be entrepreneurs or businesses who want to expand. It gives them the opportunity to get some technical assistance and also compete for a very large cash and service prize package. Our prize package will be worth somewhere around $100,000 in services and cash.
Wow.
But we're really excited. We're covering Henry, Henderson, Knox, Mercer, Stark, and Warren counties here in Western Illinois. And our whole intent is to help individuals who want to start their own business. We're having informational meetings coming up starting next week. We have them scattered throughout the 6-county area. Next week, we have one in Galesburg on Tuesday evening at the Knox Agri Center. Later next week, so that's Tuesday, and then Thursday, we have one in Kewaunee. And the week after that, we have one here in Monmouth on Tuesday, October 24th at the Farm Bureau building where our office is located. And then finally, we're having one at the Aledo Fire Station on October 26th. And those are just informational meetings with the opportunity for people who may want to compete to come find out a little more about the structure of the competition. Those will be facilitated by the Small Business Development Center out of Western Illinois University. And so they're one of our key partners, as well as Carl Sandburg College, the City of Kewaunee and Galva, Kewaunee Economic Development Organization, Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. We have lots of partners on this and are trying to get more as we speak. But we're super, super excited about this opportunity.
Absolutely. And folks can learn more about it, too, by going to 6countyfastpitch.org, or they can call you for more information as well. Who do you suggest would be a good candidate for something like this?
Well, really anybody who has an idea and have thought about starting their own business and are ready to take that plunge. Contestants will have the opportunity to work with Small Business Development Center to get their business plan in place and, you know, really refine their idea to a workable plan. And so they have time to do that before they're committed to the competition. We do request that our final applications are due in January of 2018, and our actual event will be March 13th of 2018 out at Carl Sandburg College.
How do you envision the event actually shaping up?
Well, this is based on a competition that my colleagues from Henry and Stark County have done in the past. And what we envision is we have a panel of judges, and we are breaking it into three categories. We're having a service or retail category. For startups. We're having a manufacturing or fabrication category for startups. And in addition, we are having a entrepreneurial business expansion category. And that's for an existing business that wants to expand into a new product or service area and need a little capital to get that going. So those are our three categories. So we'll have three sets of judges, and we will have a grand prize in each one of those categories.
Okay. And, you know, what's interesting is you don't have to think of a traditional storefront business when you want to expand or have a new idea that you would like to build your own business with the internet today, you can do that online.
Right. There's a lot of home-based businesses, internet-based businesses, but our focus is really to just get people thinking about creating their own jobs. I mean, small business is the backbone of our economy here in West Central Illinois, and the more and diverse numbers of small businesses we have, the better off we all are.
And also, we've learned that this occurred in Henry and Stark County back in 2013. And through 2015, you guys have helped 11 new businesses expand.
Yes. And actually, our colleagues in Henry and Stark County were the ones responsible for that. But we're hoping that we can see similar kinds of results here in all six of our counties now, and hopefully more, because we have a bigger pool to draw from, and we're really excited about trying to get potential entrepreneurs from all six of our counties.
Okay. What else have you guys been doing from the community perspective?
In terms of University of Illinois Extension, as always, we have lots of activities going on in terms of recognizing local businesses. We are also starting to plan for our 2018 Small Business Day, which is in May. I am working with the Henderson County Community Organizations Active in Disaster Group. We're looking at some additional trainings, and we are hoping to update the Henderson County Hazard Mitigation Plan,
sure,
which is a required plan in order for jurisdictions to get FEMA hazard mitigation dollars. So amongst those activities, we also try to participate with other individuals or other organizations planning with the Chamber of Commerce. Also, I'm really active in an organization called Project Rebound in Galesburg, where we are trying to identify houses that are marginal and getting them rehabbed and making them available for affordable purchase for first-time home buyers. So just lots of fun things going on. And as a matter of fact, I'm on my way this morning to Macomb to work with our youth educator. We're partnering with McDonough District Hospital and the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine to try to encourage high schoolers to enter health occupation fields.
Interesting.
And we're hoping to have something similar here in Warren County soon.
Okay. I think I've heard of this. It's over in Canton, too.
Yes.
The Southern Illinois Medicine, I've heard about that.
Yes, and we're hoping to do something very similar here for Henderson and Warren County students as well.
Okay. How's the hazard mitigation plan coming along?
Well, I just finally got into the e-grants system today. We will be submitting that grant application, and then we'll do a several-month process of updating that plan. I work very closely with Cindy Reinhart, who is the Henderson County Emergency Manager. And we're really excited this year. Also, we will be starting a program called MyPI, which is a youth preparedness initiative that we are partnering with Mississippi State University, and Illinois is going to be one of the pilot states. And we are doing our training here in Monmouth in November, and we will be using Henderson County as our base, and we will have a program where 25 high school students learn how to be a teen certified emergency management person and help their communities plan for individual preparedness. So we're real excited to roll that out here in 2018.
Okay, lots going on.
Lots going on.
Good to be preparing young people for emergencies as well.
Yes, as we see from the recent weather events, they seem to be coming faster and faster.
And quick. Meaning just lightning quick, no pun intended, but
yes,
when they happen, they happen.
Yes, and we know that Henderson County is prone to floods, but we've also had high wind events there, the tornado here in Cameron not too many years ago. So the more prepared we can be, the better off we all are.
Absolutely. Remind us again about the fast, Six County Fast Pitch. We have about a minute and a half left.
Yes, we encourage anybody who might be interested in finding more about it to attend one of our four informational meetings. The first one next Tuesday, October 17th at 6 p.m. at the Knox Agri Center. And for those who are unfamiliar with that name, that's where the Farm Bureau and University of Illinois Extension is. And then on Thursday in Kewaunee at 6 o'clock at Blackhawk Educational Center. Tuesday, October 24th here in Monmouth, just down the street at our University of Illinois Extension office in the Farm Bureau building. And also one Thursday, October 26th at 6 p.m. at the Aledo Fire Station. We encourage people to come out and find out more about it.
Okay. Carrie, we appreciate you coming in to tell us about this.
Glad to be here.
That's Carrie McKillop, a community development educator with the U of I Extension on 1330 WRAM and FM 94.1. It's 8:50.